episode 188 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Dylan Roush.
Tickling a Gabe near you.
And Gabe Philbin.
Giggle, giggle. All
right, guys, we're on 188.
188.
We still like we've only scratched the surface of this
we're
gauntlet.
Doing we're doing solid.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all doing right. Pretty good.
I hope we make it.
Doing pretty good. We'll make it. There will be a way for this.
We jumped up six in like a week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, four. The episode entitled like Podcast Gauntlet was 183.
Uh-huh.
So we're on 188 now. That was we're doing solid.
We've got over 10 to go.
Yeah. We've got 11 to go.
We can do it.
And we can even do like 198 and 199 with all four of us.
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what you mean. You mean we
like
have
everyone could
weeks.
Be here. Sorry. Yeah, everyone could be here in Seattle and we can do it.
And 200.
Yeah, all in one go.
So there's nothing special about 200 whatsoever.
Yeah.
We should not do that.
So we just talked about Gamescom with Dal, me and Gabe did.
Yeah. Well,
but
what have people been playing?
Oh,
we haven't been talking about that.
That's right. I don't know. What have you been playing, Gabe?
Galaxy. That game is real cool. Galaxy, it's like new game out of like 17-bit studio, something like that.
Game that has been in development for a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about it until just recently. But it's a roguelike, another roguelike game. So like permadeath and all that, it's like, Binding of Isaac, Rogue Legacy, those similar to those, in like how missions are laid out. But this is a lot more about maintaining and like managing your movement, and like keeping, your momentum going so you can like consistently shoot and stay safe, from enemies. And, cause it's all in space. So, you know, drifting and all that shit.
Right.
But it's real difficult. and like any, roguelike, you'll get those runs where, you know, you'll get like all these damage items, like these amazing, like shot modifiers, everything's going your way. And then you accidentally fly into space lava and oh, it's all gone.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of the, like, I played it. It was had to have been almost two years ago at PAX. It was right before the PS4 came out, because I remember it was the first time I ever touched a PS4 controller, but it wasn't out yet. They had it at the indie booth for PAX. And yeah, I don't think any of that, like, none of that mechanic was really talked about or mentioned at the time. I wonder if that was always their goal or if that came in later.
Like the whole mech thing, like they kept that secret until 2 weeks before the game launched. Like,
well, I mean, like the roguelike thing, like,
yeah, that kind of, that was like surprising as well, but that was like known before the whole entire mech section of the game, which is like it changes every control except the movement.
All good.
And like doing that is actually pretty risky because you got to get a lot closer to the enemies. But it's really satisfying, like, pulling maneuvers off well, of, like, dodging the bullet at the right time, because you have a dodge button, so you can, your ship, like, goes up in, like, another plane for, like, half a second, like, a different, like, level, so it dodges all the bullets, but what makes the game feel so good is drifting, like Tokyo drifting like around an asteroid field using like a floating space rock to block some bullets, and then like peeking out from behind it, launching missiles at like a boss, and then like killing him and, like, without taking any damage. Like, it's so satisfying when you get the movement right. But like, what's nice about managing like the permadeath system is there are upgrades that stay not necessarily unlocked but available to buy from the start. And that's, like, you unlock, like, blueprints by, like, finding them laid out in the stage. And you also, the better your run is, like, the longer it lasts, you get these things called, like, crash coins, which give you money based on like how many crash coins you have after you die. So if you have like 9 crash coins, you start with like 3,500 credits already, so you can upgrade. You can get like a nice head start on your ship. So it's like, it's, I don't know if forgiving is necessarily the right word, but like it rewards you for doing well that way. So it's not all for nothing, even on blown runs, if you're doing well. So right. It's also like split up into seasons. I've actually only gotten to season 2, which is when that mech bit is unlocked. So all of season 1, you don't have the mech. It kind of like drip feeds you new mechanics. So you actually don't have everything at first. Like you don't have the dodge at first. You have to like find that, but then you have it from then on out. You don't have like, there's a button to drift as well. You don't have that at first, but I definitely recommend checking out Galaxy. Like I think it can definitely be frustrating at first because moving around is a little difficult to manage until you get the hang of it. Much like Resident Evil 2. You fuck.
Oh, interesting that you brought up that game.
Yeah. Why would I ever mention that?
I don't know.
Stay
tuned.
But yeah, Galaxy, it's got a mech for Ryan. It's got, I don't know,
Resident Evil controls for Hobbs.
It's got space for Dylan. I don't know if Dylan's really into space too much.
I like space.
Space is cool. yeah, I definitely say check that out. We loaded up TF2 a few nights ago too. That game's real dumb, and just like playing it again was a nice reminder of how stupid that game is. Unfortunately, the market crashed, so my once incredibly valuable backpack is now like half of what it was worth. So that's unfortunate. Not that I would sell stuff, but just knowing that I had like $360 worth of stuff in there was cool. And now it's worth like $180. So never invest in anything, kids. It's terrible.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, Javi and I went over to Raw last night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, Raw was real cool. Well, we're going to have a podcast about that. Like me, it'll probably be me, Dal, and our friend Surge later this week. So we can go into other things in wrestling beyond just our Raw experience. But I think that basically covers my week. Mainly Galaxy. Not enough Galaxy, but enough to be really into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in real quick, because I have not really been playing anything at all. I have a lot of games that I've added to my collection that I want to get into. I picked up was it Mad World for the Wii. I picked up Kirby's Epic Yarn for the Wii.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I picked up A Boy and His Blob, and I want to put more time into Mushroom Men as well, eventually. And then there's a bunch of mobile games that I purchased that I'm anxious to, you know. The way I see it is that mobile games are quick turnaround. So, like, I could play them for a few hours and get the gist of it. And then, you know, be able to write about them or share it. But so I want to find diamonds in the rough. I want to find, like, mobile games that are fucking awesome that nobody's playing. So
like WWE Legends,
like that. Well, and also, yeah, games that are stupid as hell. I want to feature those as well. So that's one of them. But otherwise, no, I haven't been doing anything really other than I redesigned the website.
Yeah, doing
so,
a whole lot of site work.
Yeah, I don't think we've mentioned.
We didn't talk about it until the very end of the Gamescom podcast. Okay. But yeah, new site, new look.
Listeners, I know you're out there. Go to GameOverNation.com. Go on any article and leave a comment saying that you were sent here by the podcast, just so that I know you're there. Please, GameOverNation.com, leave a comment, because those work.
Those work again.
Yeah.
A comment. Any comment.
Any comment. Just write comment.
Do it. You won't.
Do it. You won't. All right. Ryan, what have you been doing?
I got the Rare Replay, and I played a few games on it, and one of them that definitely does not hold up, is Jet Force Gemini.
Oh no, that never held up.
I remember really having fun with it, like, in the N64 days,
I really had fun with Sonic Adventure DX on the GameCube too, Ryan. We remember things wrong.
Yeah. It's like there's no camera control, and I don't know how I played it back then. Like, I'm trying to shoot things now, and you've just got the one thumbstick, and like you can hold one of the triggers to like kind of go into a first person. It basically gives you, or not first person, but it's still like over the shoulder, but it basically just gives you like a reticle that you can move around the screen and shoot things like that. But it's just so clunky that it's kind of hard to control. And then it was just weird, man. Like I could not control it well enough anymore to actually, like, I remember getting really far in that game. And just like the only reason I never finished it is I just moved on to other games. It certainly wasn't like a gameplay thing back then, and now playing it again, it's like, what the fuck? It was really hard to control it, so I did not play it for very long because it doesn't work good.
I've been hearing a lot of really good things about Rare Replay.
And there's great games in there, so
the only problems I've heard is like the 360 games are like just emulation.
Yeah, really? It's basically the backwards compatibility thing has like happened for those.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
so it is just like you put
the
in the
way
disc.
The game ran on 360 is how it runs here. So like I heard like Cameo runs really well. Banjo Nuts and Bolts does not.
Wait, so it runs well, but is it like crisp? Is it running at a higher resolution? Like the difference between The Last of Us on PS3 to PS4, are they upscaled or are they?
I don't know because I haven't played one of them yet.
Okay.
I'm thinking what all that
I mean,
played.
If they're just emulated, then they probably just look the same.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, the only 360 game I played was Jetpack Refueled, but that was an arcade game, so it's not really. That would not be a good measure for what it looks like comparatively. But like all of the old games, like I've played like RC Pro-Am, and I played Jet Force Gemini, and I played Conker's Bad Fur Day, and all of those, like, it gives you like a border on the screen, like kind of like a decorative border around a 4x3 screen. Except for Jet Force Gemini does have the, because I guess in the N64 there were some games that had the widescreen option. So that one will go widescreen, but it does kind of just like stretch it a little bit. And then Conker, I started playing that. I played that for probably a couple hours. I did have to like immediately go to a guide right at the beginning because it doesn't tell you that there's a high jump. Or maybe it does, and I just glossed over it while it was explaining something. So like I was like, man, I can see what I need to do, but I cannot jump on this thing. So I pulled up the guide, and it was like, yes, that's what I was supposed to do. It's like, and then in parentheses, said, you may have to high jump. And I was like, well, how the fuck do I do that? And then I was just like, well, having played video games my whole life, it tells me that if I crouch and jump, that makes you jump higher. I don't know how, but turns out, yeah, that's what it was. You had to crouch.
Does anyone remember
jump.
The high jump from Half-Life?
No.
That, like, the original Half-Life had a high jump, and it was so, like, poorly explained, and there's one part of the game that you can't get through without
the
high
jump.
They call it the high jump.
It's exactly the same as crouch.
As Conker.
The way they explain it is
no, it's the other way around, Hobby. You jump and crouch.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's how you have to, like, any kind of movement shit in TF2 is done the same way. Like, rocket jumping or anything.
You have to tuck your legs after you jump.
It's not that it sends you farther, but like it's like a certain way of like pressing the keys, and it's explained horribly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Gabe. It's like right at the beginning.
Yeah, and that's like when I first
and
started.
And then there's
like
no way to access it like later to tell you.
It's fucking horrible.
That was the problem with Conker. It was
no,
like,
you have to like jump across this part that if you fall down you die, but it doesn't actually like tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem with Conker. Like I think it might have told me in the opening thing, but then there's nowhere to go really that I could find to like go look and be like, oh, how do I
is there a way to jump higher? Where do I do that? Like, it didn't have a real good explanation anywhere that I could find. But yeah, I played that for a while. Once, I mean, it's very simple once you've got those few moves down. There's not much else to it, other than solving the little puzzles as you go. Then I haven't played them yet, but it's got both of the Viva Pinata games on it, and I really want to play those again. I played the first one kind of like, I think I just got the demo or I rented it maybe.
Wait, is the second one that weird spinoff? Because I don't remember like a straight up second Viva Pinata.
It was called Viva Pinata colon something. I don't remember what it is. I could probably look while whoever's next is talking, but I played that, and then
I remember it being like a party game or something, or mini games.
Maybe, I don't know. I'll go look. But then I played. I opened Mushroom Men finally.
Nice.
Started playing that for a little bit last night. It's kind of neat. I didn't get real far into it because it's kind of late when I started.
That's not the most exciting game. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, it is kind of ugly, but it's you do what you can with the Wii.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it seems to control pretty well. Like all that seems pretty solid.
I'm mostly a fan of just the art design and the concept of the whole thing.
And another thing with the Rare Replay, I realized upon Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise. I don't know if that's supposed to be mini games or what. That's what it's called, though. but when I was putting it in, like, because it has to download all these updates, right? Like, as soon as you put it in, which meant I did not get to play it the night that I got it. Because updates kept stalling, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because it was trying to download something else before it got to this. I realized my Xbox Live Gold had finally expired, and they don't tell you. Nowhere could I find that it told me that I didn't have Xbox Live Gold, other than it would not download certain things. Like a couple things that I guess I got for free, it wouldn't update. And then, like, I updated that and everything downloaded, but yeah, it just took hours to download some of this updates. Like, it was just insane. Like, all the three, it felt like it downloaded every 360 game again. Like, since I bought this, my Xbox One is almost full. The hard drive is now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
I finally just unplugged the back of my Xbox One today, because like I felt it and it was warm, and it's like, has it just been like in standby for the last 4 months? I'm like, I'm just gonna play it safe. I don't want you dying on me.
Yeah, entirely possible. Yeah. And then what else did I play? I played. I feel like there was something else I played, but I don't remember what. Oh shit! Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we played some more Rocket League. No, but there was something else I played. I don't remember. We played some more Rocket League. I do know that. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, we finally did get. It's been a while since we got into Rocket League, and Javi finally started getting.
Yeah,
yeah.
To play. Fucking Rocket League.
It's fun. It's still fun.
Yeah,
it's good.
Isn't the I guess the update's supposed to be... Did it, like, accidentally come out today or come out early today?
I have no idea. I have not heard any.
We'll have to look. Yeah, but on my to-do list is I kind of want to check out that Everyone's Gone to the Rapture.
I'm hearing, like, weird things about that game.
Did you hear about the sprint button?
Yeah, that's the really weird part of...
People reviewed the game without ever finding out that you could sprint.
Because, like, apparently there's, like, no notification that you can sprint.
Yeah, well, there's a 7-second delay from holding the sprint button.
Oh, okay, that's
so what you have to hold R2 for 7 seconds before it starts sprinting.
That's such a weird...
Why?
Weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, it would make sense if you're always 7 seconds away from sprinting. Like, if you're holding a direction for that long, it just starts running.
Yeah.
That's what Devil May Cry 4 did that, where you would hold a direction, and he would just start running after a certain amount of time.
Right. I need to get the remake of that.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Apparently, people really like that DMC 4 remake.
Yeah. It sold well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Remakes... inaccurate, right? It's just a re-release.
It's a re-release, yes. It's just with upscaling, probably. And a lot more characters, actually. I think there's like 4 or 5 characters. Yeah,
it's like there's Lady and...
Trish and Trish, Virgil and Nero and Dante. Renner.
Yeah.
Nero's the only one that matters.
I guess if you can be fucking wrong.
Yes. Yes!
Yeah. yeah, I guess that's it.
So then, Dylan, take me through your week.
Oh,
guide me.
It's been a busy week.
Oh.
It hasn't really been that busy. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got me excited.
I know. It's not that exciting. Most of what I've played has been Batman. And
Batman.
Bad anime games, which... Isn't Batman a bad anime game?
You can play as anime Batman in that game.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's
so
hideous.
Therefore,
so fucking hideous.
Why are all of the costumes terrible?
Not a single one is good. I like the Batmobile, and that's it.
I stand by what I said a couple weeks ago, that Rocksteady's art design is terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. I'm trying to think who I actually like... Their characters are too bulky.
Yeah.
I'd never really cared for the story in that game.
Well, does anybody?
I'm sure. But, like, you know, a problem I have with City is the story is just so... It's unnecessarily stupid.
Hey, look, Batman has to hurry to go... do this, but he has time to go capture every other criminal in Gotham.
The game just doesn't know who it wants, like, the main villain to be, because it really feels like they don't want the villain to be the Joker, but they just make Joker the villain. Because remember, originally they hyped it up as, like, Hugo Strange, and Protocol 10 is, like, the big thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, the game starts, and Hugo Strange is, like, the guy, but then, it's Joker is actually behind it all.
No, it wasn't Joker behind it all.
It was Clayface.
No, it wasn't. It was Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul was in there too.
He was the guy behind Arkham City.
Yeah.
Joker was the guy behind the Black... God, I'm so confused. Which game are we talking
about? Let's not get into that. You don't need to... Who fucking cares? I'm leading us on a terrible tangent. But yeah, Dylan, continue.
Oh God, I can't remember anymore. Oh yeah,
anime games.
Which I would like to announce: me and Gabe will be playing bad anime games.
Proud
to announce.
Okay, like I'll try.
I can't wait for this show.
I was drunk and I was just kind of like going over the demos on the Vita because I was up at my parents' house, and that's like all there was to play was the Vita. And I was like, I'm bored. I want a new game. So I was like going through the demos. I was like, oh my God, what are these? And they were like all terrible. Yeah, beyond that, so a little TF2 last night and today.
Yeah. We've been dabbling in a little Dota as well. I guess we can announce North America finally won a MOBA tournament.
It's true.
Came in first in an international MOBA tournament, excuse me. North America wins North American tournaments all the time, but
that's the only person that can win.
Yeah, but you know, deck is stacked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that EG won the international, and it was pretty good, pretty good time.
I think I watched that more than I actually played anything.
There was a whole lot of international, a whole lot of Dota. But yeah, I guess we can hop over onto news, and. The main news thing, Javi made a little homage to it, if you will. The Time magazine cover and story for the Palmer Luckey and the future of VR. So Javi made a real dumb recreation of that.
Did you get the title of the magazine?
Place?
A time and a place. Time and
place. I preferred the caption. The sand gets everywhere. It's coarse. Gets everywhere.
Well, like the original comics cover says something about like the surprising delight of VR something. It's like,
and it's supposed to be like the joy. So it's Palmer Luckey wearing the Oculus. Palmer Luckey is like the founder.
And he's levitating.
Levitating, holding his arms out like he's pretending to be like a bird flying away. And he's not wearing any shoes. And he's on this like horribly green screened beach and ocean background.
It has a layer of transparent black on it for some reason to make it dark so you could read the white text. It's really poorly designed and poorly thought out.
And I think my favorite reaction to it was Jeff Gerstmann, who has to... It takes a lot for Jeff Gerstmann to have a hot take on anything, but he wrote an article, and the title of it is, like, I think the perfect like reaction to it of Time magazine cover unloads a full clip into VR's chances of mainstream acceptance. And that may be a bit extreme, but this doesn't do it any favor.
Well, not to mention the words that they wrote are just as bad as the cover, or at least what I've read. It's like, he's a nerd, but he's not the kind of nerd.
Yeah, so the language used isn't great, but like the overall article is like appreciative of VR.
Yeah, it's just, figured it would be.
It's just ignorant.
Is yeah, like I
it's like it they don't realize like, they're accidentally being offensive.
It sounds like they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like of like the way like he's a nerd, but not like the typical nerd.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he looks like, I think one of the lines is something like he sounds like he is a Magic the Gathering card rather than plays it. I don't know. I may be entirely fabricating that, but I'm almost positive that was a line from the article. Another thing this did was made Time magazine relevant for a very short minute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Oculus is...
It's still around?
Yeah, like, it was such a weird thing for, like, an article that, after, like, seeing people who read the whole thing, like, their reactions of, like, that was actually, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they actually, like, appreciate it. And the title is, like, the joy of it. The joy of virtual reality. So it's, like, they're impressed, but it looks like there was, like, miscommunication between the writers and the photographers of whether this is, like, a positive piece or not. Because it
make
just
him look
looks
stupid.
Like, it looks like such a joke.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Like, okay, a better way to approach that cover, have him sitting on a couch or in a chair and, like, having a slight smile on his face, and then have his entire environment all around him be somewhere amazing. Like, that's how you represent that accurately and not in a silly way.
Yeah.
It's like, from the comfort of your home, you can be anywhere.
Including flying on a blurry ass beach. Yeah.
Jeff Gerstmann
and he's just like,
he never wears shoes, though. That's like a thing about
him. Is it really?
Yeah, he never.
Jeff Gerstmann put Air Jordans on him and said there, and said there, fixed it, and tweeted that.
Nice.
The internet.
Yeah.
So what else happened?
So and then other like minor thing, like, or I guess this wasn't a minor thing to a lot of people. Halo 5 does not have any like split screen available, which was that's kind of just been a staple of like Halo's history. Yeah. of the old couch co-op days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and like that's not how I've played any of the latest ones though.
Is it gonna have online co-op or
yeah
co-op?
Okay. Yeah, just no split screen.
Hmm.
Because like, you know, they want it to look the best and...
interesting.
Of course people aren't happy about that, but
yeah, it's gotta be people that like played the first one. Oh, no,
yeah,
like
I played.
Like,
Halo
I would
1.
Like. I mean, let's, a lot of the people that complain about it, I would like to hear the last time they played couch co-op.
Yeah, let's be fair. There's plenty of kids that, you know, play through them with their siblings or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you know, there's probably a good audience that use that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But, you know.
Me, personally, I went through the first one co-op at one point. Like, I played through it by myself, too. The second one, I think, was entirely by myself. Mm-hmm. The third one, online co-op. And same with Reach. Halo 4, I think I went through on my own, and I didn't really like that too much.
I mean, it's never a good thing when features are removed.
Yeah.
Right. But. They probably just die. Like, there's probably a fair amount of people that use it, but not enough to justify.
Well, yeah, graphics are more important.
Yeah. Well, also the time and money to do that, like, to put that in there.
Sure.
Yeah, and especially with how the Master Chief Collection work, didn't work, rather. They probably want to take as much time as they can making sure the online is functional. Which, I mean, on the whole, is more important. More people are going to play online than that split-screen co-op. But, like as Javi said, it's never nice to see a feature removed. I mean, certain things people don't care a whole lot about. Like, remember Uncharted 2 had that machinima mode?
Yeah.
No one really cared about that.
No.
It wasn't on Uncharted 3.
Did they remove it? No, yeah, I don't think Uncharted 3, yeah.
So no one really noticed that being gone. But something with, like, the historical value of, like, Halo's split screen, it's...
Yeah.
It's disappointing, but doesn't affect me.
No, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is.
This was a little, like, strange of Halo 5 is going to be rated T.
For teen?
For teen. And Halo in the past has never been, like, the most mature games. Like,
it really is for babies.
Like, looking back at it, like, I don't... Like, comparing it to, like, the original, like, Call of Duty games. Like, Call of Duty 1 and 2 were rated T. And thinking about how Halo compares to that, I guess maybe language would be the only difference.
I don't remember any harsh language.
Yeah, there's not harsh language in Halo.
I don't have, like, a recollection of it, but, like...
Just I bet you it just got rated M because it was cool. Well, I mean, they asked for that. They were trying to get an M.
Maybe. But
even though the game doesn't really have anything that would justify that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a good thing to hear. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah. Mommy, Daddy, where are you? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, what was that?
I'm just talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna go look out my window.
Yeah,
who's did that came from Gabe's or is Ryan have children locked in his basement?
I don't have a basement. You can't build basements in Houston, Texas.
Oh yeah, because it floods. Yeah.
This will make for a great episode when we save a little girl.
Yeah, well, except I don't see anything.
Damn it,
Gabe, you were too late.
She might have been out on the little like patio down there.
Yeah, in the walking just side. Around.
She didn't sound too far away, so I'm pretty sure she's on the building premises.
She's in your walls, Gabe.
I'm coming. I'll save you, Mary Jane.
Jeez. Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Genuinely, nothing like separate from the questions we got. Like Prototype asked us some news-related things.
Okay.
So we'll just hop over there. Check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Bye.
That's Dylan's new catchphrase, just saying goodbye at unnecessary times.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, so the origination of it, Harris said goodnight, everybody, and then Dylan just said goodbye.
Goodbye.
First up, Prototype. Is the IP of Fantastic Four now damaged beyond repair?
Nothing's ever damaged beyond repair.
I mean, the movie franchise of Fantastic Four started on a movie that wasn't supposed to be released, so...
Like and is 90s, actually the best one of the bunch.
Speak to me in 15, 20 years when it goes back to Marvel and they do something with it, and it's fine.
Yeah, like...
It's not beyond repair, it's just in a real bad place.
So, watching all the reviews of Fantastic Four, like Red Letter Media and Mr. Sunday Movie, it's... The original idea of this movie sounded actually
awesome.
Like pretty, I don't know. I don't want to like say like amazing, but sounds like really interesting. It sounds different of like making these people into like a horror movie.
Do you remember the very first time they showed this to everybody? Like it was that first trailer and I was like, God, that looks cool. That looks creepy. You know, I talked about all sorts of different,
there was like that shot of the dark hallway with like, it was charred to shit.
And it sounds like what I was speculating was what it was supposed to be, and they just fucked it all up. I think, and I'm of course I'm speculating, but I think what happened was Josh Trank.
Josh Trank.
I think he turned in his version of the film. The studio looked at it and went, "Oh my god, this is a body horror, creepy science fiction film. What are we gonna do? This isn't gonna make money." And so they cut him out of it and tried to Frankenstein together their own fun superhero movie out of what they could.
Yes, but there was all those things of being Trank being impossible to work with on set.
Yeah, and whether that was like a reaction to the studio or beforehand.
Well, I mean, what lends a little bit of credence to this is the fact that isn't that why he got dropped from Star Wars?
I thought he quit.
Yeah, it's unclear what happened with Star Wars, of like whether he was like forced to leave, whether he quit it on his own, or all that we know for sure is that he's not a part of that Star Wars movie anymore.
I get the feeling that the system broke him and he didn't want to be a part of it anymore. I don't know. Like, if you put years of your life into a project and you see the finish line, and then all of a sudden the people giving you the money say, "No, we're not gonna do this," and they fucking destroy your film that you've worked on for so long. I would be pretty.
Yeah, and like regardless of like the quality of it, it's like this is like what, like taking like what we have like heard, like this what he wanted was like done,
yeah,
like finished,
yeah,
and like presented. Maybe not like CG all finalized, but like
his tweet was a year ago. I had a version of this that would have gotten good reviews, but you'll probably never see it.
Maybe there will be like some cool director's cut.
It won't. Like the dust has settled over years.
But what is released is this, like, I heard it's like very close to 90 minutes, and people think it's that length because the studio just wants to have as many showings as possible.
Huh.
This thing's sitting at like 9%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes. Lower than Pixels.
I'm waiting for it to hit 4%.
Gotta get it to 4%.
I mean, but like everything I've seen or heard, like everybody agrees that there's moments. There's moments in this film that are interesting and cool or creepy.
Yeah, like, you know? Like Dr. Doom is apparently really creepy, but he's in it for like 2 seconds.
Right. And then the little body horror montage when they're discovering their powers and they're just like horrified by it. Like, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the half in the bag where they just said, "This is the most like depressed movie. Like, everyone's just depressed."
And then there was that weird article that came out about Miles Teller, the guy who plays Mr. Fantastic.
Whiplash.
Whiplash. It was like, he's a dick, but like in a cool way or something. Like, I don't know. It was a really strange article of he doesn't care what you think, but he just sounds like an asshole. I don't know. It was weird.
Not my Whiplash.
And then there was that thing of they all walked around Comic-Con and no one even noticed.
Really?
Yeah. The main cast just strolled around Comic-Con, no one noticed. What next up? When do you think Rockstar will release their first paid expansion for GTA 5? I don't know. How long did it take Lost and Damned to come out?
Over a year, but
yeah. And I feel like the getting this onto the next gen consoles kind of took precedence. Yeah. Over that.
So I would say a year after. Well, no, it's already been a year, hasn't it?
Maybe. Yeah. Actually. Yeah, just about. If not over at this point. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't even know if they've announced plans for expansion.
Fuck that, I want a sequel to Red Dead. A second sequel.
Yeah, whether they even will make expansions, I haven't heard anything. I actually don't know. So here's one of, like, the news bits. What are your thoughts on the Fallout 4 news that came from Gamescom?
There was Fallout 4 news?
So, from what I gathered, it was kind of hard to find. There was, like, leaked footage. There was, like, a behind closed doors footage leaked that had some details in it, but I didn't hear about this until I was at work. And the other thing I heard was that the only way to see it was it was posted on Pornhub. And that was like the only site that still had it, or there's some Fallout 4 related thing on Pornhub. And
is it porn?
Yeah, it's just
all right. Fallout 4 related porn.
Yeah.
Hot.
So I don't actually know what was gathered from hot Pornhub takes of Fallout 4. There was like a tweet that I think Bethesda actually deleted from the Bethesda account saying that there was no level cap in Fallout 4. So
yes, we discussed this, I believe, in our internal chatteroonies.
Yeah. It matters more how enemies scale with that level, whether they do or not.
Well, the big problem with like Oblivion was that they scaled like almost completely to your level, which meant there was no moment where you actually felt strong.
Mm.
And so I think the right way to do it is don't tie damage or like damage dealt or damage taken to their level. I feel like that should be separate. And then the level doesn't fucking matter anymore. It's just that's all experience you put towards skills and all that, but you still do the same amount of damage. It just depends on which weapon you use.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
Maybe there'll be like an official release of this scanty Fallout 4 video. But from what I couldn't actually find any hard information.
You think it's a dog?
I don't want it. I'm not going to speculate on the possibilities of Fallout 4 porn. All right. Okay, it is that time of year. Who is your preseason pick to win the Superb Owl? And, I mean, it sounds like the Jets got a lot of fighting spirit, so I'm going to pick the Jets.
Jokes. True. Fitzpatrick's been to Harvard.
Uh-huh.
How'd that work out for you guys last year, Ryan?
It wasn't good. he's not good.
Who's your football pick?
The Eagles.
Eagles.
Silly.
Eagles. I'm just going to say that I'm going to go with Tom Brady in his redemption season. A big fuck you to everybody.
God, I hope so. I honestly hope so.
I hope they win. You know, it's hard for me to be like, I hope the Patriots win, but I kind of hope the Patriots win it all again.
I'm feeling the Packers. The Packers are always come out of nowhere. Yeah. What? The Packers made the playoffs? Oh. Okay.
Well, they have Aaron Rodgers.
That's what true.
What are your thoughts on what Marvel Studios is doing in Civil War and Spider-Man?
That movie sounds so dense and messy, and I thought Age of Ultron really was not
dense
strong.
Dense and messy.
Yeah, I thought Age of Ultron had too much shit going on, and all it really needed to do was focus on the relationship between Ultron and Tony. And it just had to introduce all these characters and go all over the world, and it's just like, it lost a lot of its way, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be just beating a dead horse coming for me that I'm just sick of.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Why are you always abusing dead horses?
Haven't they suffered enough?
Bronco has triggered my PTSD.
I think the right way to go with Civil War is make it a Captain America story, because it's Captain America Civil War, and make it just, you're just following him, and then you know,
he's gonna fucking die.
Something goes wrong with him and Tony.
You remember how awesome Iron Man was and how not complicated it was?
Yes.
And not dense?
Yes.
Winter Soldier was kind of like that too.
The reason the first... Yeah, definitely. The reason the first Avengers worked so well is because its main priority was having fun with the cast. Like, nothing really mattered as long as everybody got to say fun stuff to each other, and we got to see them fight each other, and just, you know, it was like a kid with action figures, but in the best way. I don't think Civil War can be that. Civil War has to be a war, and something where I don't know. I have no idea how they're going to pull this off, or if they will. But the Russo brothers did a great job with Cap 2.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, Thanos is supposed to be the big bad, right?
No, not until the third... Infinity Wars.
Well, I was going to say, they've been teasing him endlessly. And I feel like he's the least effective big bad of all time. Oh, this big guy sitting in his chair all the time.
Didn't you see at the end of... Was it...
Where he said, I'll do it myself?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh man, he can get up.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
What's funny is we have 3 or 4 or maybe 5 movies until Infinity Wars.
So we get to see him sit on his ass some more.
Yeah. Like
he'll do it himself in a while.
Maybe like the next group of movies is him collecting all the Infinity Stones for his gauntlet.
Something. They've got to do something to finally start building up to this.
I bet there'll be something like that in Guardians too.
Yeah.
That's where he'll get the purple one and all these things.
Right.
Because right now he just feels unaffected.
Like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
He's there. The looming threat.
The looming threat that's not very threatening and that the audience won't know who the fuck that is unless they're actually a fan.
I mean...
Why is that guy purple? Daddy, why is that guy purple?
I don't hold it against him too much because it's like... This is a villain that has existed since Avengers 1. We got a view of him, but it's not really important. The threat hasn't arrived yet. It's just, it's coming, you know, and that's all you need. I'm not worried about it. It'll come eventually. Like, I don't know. I see it as kind of a sneak peek of things to come, and that all of these Infinity Stones and all these movies, they're all leading up to something. But yes, it is 5 or 6 years down the road, but that's what these movies have always been. They're always leading up to the next Avengers, you know. So
yeah. And what about Spider-Man? I think the thing prototype linked you sawing of him having two.
There's costumes. An article today just basically confirming that he's gonna have a homemade costume and the real Spider-Man costume, and I figured that was true. So yeah. I don't know.
It's not. So it's an origin story again.
No, not really origins. He's been Spider-Man for a year or a couple months now. It's just that he's going to run into the Avengers and they're going to outfit him with a real...
We're going to get you some real threads.
Your real ones.
Would you play a DC versus WWE game? Yep.
A what?
A DC versus WWE game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If it was WWF No Mercy on N64.
Yeah.
If it played like that, but modernized a bit.
Man, The Rock fighting The Rock as Black Adam? That would be great.
And then, last up, are Dal and Rachel permanent members of the podcast now, or just special guests?
Special guests.
Special guests, but I'm sure we will see more of them. You will hear more from them.
You're definitely going to hear more.
You're definitely going to hear more.
Yeah. I live with Rachel. I've been in a long relationship with Rachel. She's going to be a part of things that I work on pretty often.
Yeah, that was actually her screaming, "Mom, Dad, where are you?"
Yep.
What's she doing in your wall, Gabe?
Rachel! Stay with me.
And that's going to do it for questions. Oh, we will have more special guests in the coming weeks in this gauntlet, this ongoing gauntlet.
Yeah.
People who have not been on podcasts before.
Gauntlet
have
War.
Not been on any podcasts or our podcast?
Our podcast.
Okay.
My mom.
My mom. We'll have the Momcast.
Momcast?
Steve Dad.
Steve Dad 420.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it. I'll get my mom on the phone.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, she can tell you about that time she really wanted to play Flower and then couldn't remember the name of it, so she kept just calling that game different flowers. So every time she brought it up, it was, oh, I want to play, can we play Tulip again? Or then there was a different flower after that, and then it's like, no, it's easy, Mom, it's just Flower.
you're making it more difficult.
Yeah. She said she really wanted to try out Journey, though, so maybe I can...
Journey's great.
...fly her out here, and you can play a PS4 Journey.
Joining.
tiny.
It'd be fun doing a video with my mom.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
See if we can get her here for Thanksgiving.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Ryan.
If you would like to find the things that we do, you can go to the new and improved GameOverNation.com. Leave comments there now that that thing works. You can go find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. YouTube channel, youtube.com/GameZeroVernation.
Or click on the videos tab on our new website, and it goes straight to our YouTube channel.
Oh my god. The future is now, ladies and gentlemen.
If you know who broke my back window this afternoon, send us a tweet to @GameOverNation. Leave a comment. It did really break, like, my back door. Like, I came home, and it's, like, double-paned glass, but it all through the middle, it's, like, shattered. It hasn't, like, shattered out of it.
Did they, like, break in or anything?
No, I don't even think that's what it was. I don't know what caused it. I can't find
it. The heat? The heat
just... Old Jimmy just hit a baseball too hard.
The yard guy was here today. I was going to call him and ask him if maybe if it was already like that. Like, maybe a rock flew up from the weed eater or something, and, like, he just hit it. Or maybe the dog, like, saw him and freaked out and, like, slammed into the door.
Ratchet,
like,
just fucking...
Yeah, like, just, like, tried to put his paws up on the door a little too hard. And because, like, yeah, nothing actually broke out of it. It's just, it looks like shattered glass all the way down between two other panes. Yeah, so if you have any hot tips on that, hit us
up. Any leads.
Yeah, any leads. You got any leads on that, hit us up on any of those social media things that I just said. That'll do it.
Cool. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to episode 188 of Game Over Nation. We will catch you guys next time very soon as we continue our gauntlet towards 200.
Woo!
Until then, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.